This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Another Thursday, another bonus Patreon version of our podcast. No, bonus Patreon exclusive. Another. Another Thursday, another bonus Patreon version of our podcast,
video episode only, no audio available at all.
Well, that's not entirely true. We do release the episodes as audio files as well.
Really? Is that why we're in the podcast studio recording this? With
that's
no
why you're talking into a microphone right now.
Pointed at me. What the fuck?
We wanted to give you guys yet another taste, another sample, about 15 minutes of this episode, just so you get a taste of what the actual episode is like.
What you're missing over on our Patreon.
And if you like what you hear, you can listen to the whole episode, and you can even watch the whole episode at patreon.com/JA.
Correct.
This was a fun one because Megan Batoon was our first video guest.
That's true, and Megan's cool.
And she's a dancer, so you better believe things got very physical.
Oh, we danced.
Yeah, we danced a lot, and we moved a lot.
Of the three of us, who was the best dancer on the day on the cam in the video?
It had to have been Megan.
Well, I was just wondering.
She's a professional.
I was wondering if it was me.
And you're just a light hobbyist at best.
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
No, you shouldn't.
You're calling me light.
No.
That's nice.
I was saying you're
thin,
not good at dancing.
Airy.
No.
Positive.
All those things
light
are not
is
very good
bright.
Either.
Yeah, light is a really complimentary word, and I appreciate that.
This was a fun episode.
It
I'm
was
excited
a fun
for you guys
I'm
to
light.
Listen to a sample of it.
Yeah.
And again, if you like what you hear, just go to patreon.com/JA to listen or watch to the whole thing. All right, let's get into it.
Bye.
3, 2, 1, action. Wow.
Nice.
That was fun.
That was classic.
You know this is being videotaped.
I do know that.
Really?
There's tapes in the cameras.
Megan, you're our first guest.
Oh, really?
On our Patreon-only exclusive video, If I Were You, web series, shot on Tuesdays, delivered on Thursday. The faintest.
You really undercut all of the uniqueness.
Sorry. No, you are our first guest on our Patreon
That's
video
cool.
web series. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming, by the way. And since we are video recording this, we're trying to be more animated, like with our talking and acting out.
Yeah. And you're a dancer, which is why we want to clear the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
An interpretive dance type thing.
For each question.
All right.
And I know, I'm sorry for springing this on you. I know we didn't actually bring this up yet. So for each question, what were you going to say?
We're going to do a choreographed
dance
answer.
Yeah. So the answer will be choreographed as a dance, and it'll be me, Jake, and you.
Sure.
Answering together, separately, but no talking, just a video
just
interpretation.
A you lead, we follow.
Can I have this for my reel?
Yes.
Amazing. Then I'm in.
Cool. First question.
Do you have a dancing reel?
I used to, but no.
Wow, that's cool. Imagine that. A dancing reel.
You don't have to. You have a dancing reel.
It's called your camera roll on
but
your
mine
phone.
Mine sucks.
Yeah.
Mine's a lot of cabbage patching. It's a lot of running man's. It's
you tried
a lot
to
of
ghost ride your whip.
How did that go?
I drove my car off a cliff. Sure. So I was like,
you shouldn't have done it near.
Do you love? Oh! I put it in neutral and I sort of gently moved it towards the cliff, but I thought I'd do like the full rotation, get in the car, make a ride.
Have you ever ghost rode a whip?
No. Is that, that's that?
Yes.
That's that.
I thought.
And that's that.
And that's that. I felt like maybe a ghost ride rope was when you put it in drive, but then you put your seat back so far that when people went by you, they didn't know that there was a driver.
Oh, that could be it too. But no, that's not that. That's that.
But that is that. Mm, okay.
More than anything?
Ghost riding should be called that when you're leaning back so far that it looks like a ghost is driving.
I think
the other thing
is.
Should be called something else, like a ring around the rosy or whatever.
Why would it be called a ring around the rosy?
Because you're doing a ring around the car.
You're not going around the car.
Get out and then you do a full rotation and then you get back
in. You just dance next to it.
I'm fine with that because it should be called ring around the road Z.
That's good. Okay, so
that's a better pun. So this is the idea. But you still don't go around the car.
Lean all the way back. So you're doing the ghost riding thing. And then when somebody's like, oh, let me take a look in, they open your front door. You've already done a backward somersault out of the opposite passenger side backseat window.
Mm.
So you've ostensibly so then you can start doing the ring around the road Z.
That's right.
Which we also brought up. So you could do the ghost ride and then you could do the road Z thing. And then you're doing a full revolution around the, not the road Z, but like, let's say this is your car.
Why are your hands this way?
What?
Your hands are so uncomfortable.
No, I was just trying to.
They're broken and vascular.
Oh, yeah. So people can be listening to this episode as a regular podcast, or they can be watching it. But for those watching, I'm doing like a little hand signal for
Megan, hand-wise, is this an average man hand to you?
Well, my fingers are thick and small, but like
the way that
they're positioned is fine.
I disagree.
Like, have you ever seen
positioned is the worst part of your
I also agree.
Of your hand at the moment.
But they're also thick and small.
They're not thick. They're not small.
They're wiry.
Average, except for the way that you're holding them.
They're wiry and wet.
They are wet.
They're pale. They're paler than the rest of my body.
They're bionic for some reason.
Yeah. And the front looks like the back. So I have the lifelines and stuff on my back of my palm. And I have hair on
They're sopping
palm
wet, but also cracked dry. How is that possible?
Because they've been dry for so long.
You didn't put any lotion and then you dunked them in like KY.
They're scaly.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, when you put your, they're pruny in the way that when you put your fingers underwater for a while. But like that all the way down to my wrist.
Let's answer a question, bud.
Of course. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
And that's why we should do it.
That's exactly. Your computer died.
Yeah. So I have no questions.
To ask.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, okay. We're back. All right. This is a question from a lady. Sorry. From a man who's in a relationship with his girlfriend who's great, but there's a wrinkle. Why don't you give this guy a fake name? We can help him answer his question.
Always a great relationship except for one thing.
Yeah. Everything is great except. So what's a good name for a guy that's in a great relationship?
Jim.
Awesome. That's perfect. Spelled G-Y-M?
Exactly.
Amazing. So he's jacked too, probably.
Because he attends the gym, spelled J-I-M.
All right, so I have an issue. I'm currently in a relationship, and my girlfriend is great, but she is very insistent on making this weird platonic relationship with her ex-BF from high school. We're both in college. I wouldn't care, but it's pretty obvious they had strong feelings for each other back in the day, and they broke up in an amicable way. I trust her, but it's a shitty feeling when she texts her ex from time to time. She acts like it's not a big deal, but she knows it bothers me. We occasionally... Excuse me.
Looking at your hand that did it.
30 donuts came out of my mouth, for those of you just listening, not watching. We occasionally spar over this, and I'm not going to tell her that she has to stop communicating with him altogether. I'm not an asshole, LOL. However, we most recently were looking for a text on her phone together, and he came up in her recents. It's just weird, and I don't like it. Am I crazy for thinking this? What should I do? Thanks. Love, Jim. With a G-Y-M.
Yeah. What does Jim do, Batoon?
Do you have...
Oh,
dance.
Do you
don't just say it. Dance it.
What does he do?
No music.
You're Mick. That's perfect.
Oh, should I dance it? I'm just kind of charadesing it.
That's good.
That's good.
Huh.
This is good?
No way. Absolutely implausible.
So what does he do?
I concede your point. Batoon nailed it.
Next question.
Sure.
Do you have platonic relationships with your ex-BFs?
I don't think so.
If your man did, would you be confused, alarmed, scared, betrayed?
Don't say it. Dance it.
We don't stop the music. Make it to the music. I want to answer a quest. Please don't stop the music.
Cut to your car running you over as you ran around the roadsy.
No! No! Oh! Oh! It's on my neck. Put it in neutral and push it. And the, oh my
the
God.
Guy leaned all the way back in his seat is just revving the fucking wheels.
Ah, it's caught on my on chin.
Your, oh, yeah. Your beard gets caught in the fan belt, rips yikes. The lower half of your face off. Immortan Joe style.
You shouldn't have rung around the roadsy that day. XBF and XBF texting. Does that alarm you in any way?
Can we call that exting?
That's really good.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You've heard of sexting, right?
I think that's the best thing you ever said.
Really?
By far.
Yeah.
Everything has been really bad, but that one is fine. You went from like 0-0-0. The Rhodesy joke was contrived. And
it was also mine.
It was too blue. Yeah, it was Megan's. And then that what you just said was 4 out of 10, which is... You're like compared making to me, zeros and ones.
I feel like it's cool that you're complimenting something I said, but you're ending up hurting my feelings because you're insulting a lot of other things I said. So just like, let's edit this part out.
No.
We'll pretend I just said X no. thing and then I dabbed.
No.
And I'll give you the dab clean you, just oh. so you have it.
So you want the dab
X thing.
That was limp and stiff at the same time.
Well, it's
it
a little
was
hard
upright.
To dab when your heart's broken.
Do it the other way. Don't use
you said nothing I ever said was funny. It was ones and zeros. So I'm crying a little bit.
Anyway,
I'll just try to get it clean so we can edit all that other bullshit out. All
right, because
it was
again.
Hurtful and it was spiteful and it was mean.
So say it.
And you said it in an angry way.
Say
and you
it.
Think you needed to.
Actually, I'll say it. Why don't we call it exting?
Amir, that's the best thing you've ever said.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
sure.
it.
Let's huh? just edit the entire exting thing out.
No.
Not even, neither of us will say it.
Okay,
because I feel
it.
Like it's getting muddled.
All right. So
with
Megan
controversy.
Can say it.
Fine. I'll Megan can say it.
And why don't they call it exting?
That's brilliant. Don't dab.
I'm gonna dab.
See, this is the video shit that you don't get on the regular.
Getting
pod.
To dab.
Yeah. You also don't get this.
Oh. Ah.
Oh. You froze him.
I know. Is everyone okay after that?
I'm scared.
How do you do this?
Jake's trying to good. Do the wave through his body, starting with the right hand all
that's
the way to the left.
That's actually pretty good.
No, it's not.
I'm not kidding.
You do it.
Like, actually?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
Like, you have so much control over
yeah.
the part. Like, I can't do this without...
Megan made it like a small wave. The smaller
that's
the
right.
wave, the harder it is to pull off.
Exactly.
Jake's doing like, he's getting, trying to get out of
you
a
do
shirt.
It, fucker.
Yeah, you do it.
You little piece of shit. Why don't you do it? You're so good and I suck so much. Why don't you fucking do it?
What if it was perfect?
Yeah.
We should edit it in so it looks like a just, nearly impossible.
Your head on my
perfect sign wave.
We'll cut. Just give Megan your shirt. Just do it across everything below the neck.
All right, here's put my actual best attempt at it. Ready?
This yeah. is an arm wave by Amir okay. Blumenfeld.
Can you even see? You have a bad angle.
I always have a bad angle.
I'm afraid it's going to be awesome and you're going to be like, that looked fine.
She'll be able to see it if it's good.
Okay. Yeah.
And if it's true. And it is going to be good.
Let's see yeah. it.
Is it on camera? Am I off camera
of
a little bit? I'm on camera.
Here we go.
Should I angle towards the camera?
You're trying to...
Original?
You're stalling for something.
Yeah, it definitely feels like you don't want to do
three, two,
it.
One.
Pretty okay.
It was like better than a really bad, but not worth the build up at all. Just fully average.
So like me and Megan had the best two and then yours was the worst?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to
I think my
say.
First one before I actually was like gave too much of a shit was like really good. And if you we could go back and review the tape that Jake's first one was the goat. Batoon put that one to shame, admittedly. And then my subsequent ones, after seeing the true goat, the greatness of Batoon's, then they sort of paled in comparison. You elevated above my shitty ones, but it wasn't as good as my first one, the tape will show.
I think that's an accurate rating.
Thank you.
Sorry, should this guy's...
Oh!
Oh! Wait!
I broke my elbow.
Oh,
still dabbing.
Tap. No, you really got, this is the most we've ever, like, you have to watch the video version of this.
That was it's the bizarre. Best one you did. Really? And then the dab happened. Before the, if you cut right before the dab, like, actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You know, you know that
we
phrase,
will in post.
You know the phrase, realize, realize,
yeah.
realize?
Yeah.
So what about visualize, visualize, realize?
It's weird that she texts her ex this much.
Wait, but how much is it? And what are they saying?
It's recent. It's constant. It's ongoing.
Oh, well, that's
They are friends now.
I think there's a difference between an amicable breakup and wanting closure and then keeping the line of communication open.
Yeah. Well, I'm closure's not real.
Whoa.
You don't believe in closure?
Oh, my God.
Bomb dropped.
I'm stuck. Sorry, let's keep going. What'd you say about
closure? I've never heard this before. Go on, pray tell.
Never. It doesn't exist. Anytime that somebody wants closure, they just want to see you again.
Oh. Like,
yes,
know?
Yes. Somebody saying that they want closure, I do agree.
Right.
That's like, that's prolonging keeping things open. But like,
yeah.
You do believe that like closure is possible. Like you can have it personally.
Yeah.
Like you can give yourself closure.
Closure is time, in another word. They're synonyms.
Yeah.
So
that's
like,
true. And
can we meet up? I want time.
Closure is something that you give yourself over time. And I guess maybe sometimes you feel like you need to say something, but I don't even know if that ever actually, if saying anything ever means anything, except to the person who is saying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the idea of finding the reason somebody broke up with you? It's like, I just need to talk to you and understand why this is ending. That'll give me closure. What's
right.
the translation?
But that doesn't really.
What do you think that person's actually saying?
No one's telling the truth, though.
So it's like,
yeah.
I just want to see you again.
Exactly.
Right. Let me pry. And also, like, if you say, I just want to know why you broke up with me, I feel like what you're secretly saying is, let me know the reason, and then I'll show you that that reason is invalid.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because
like,
if you're pinning it on
you
one thing.
Because you're controlling. Like, well, actually, I'm not, and
right.
I can show you, and I'll prove it. So, like, that's, I think most of the time when you want to know why somebody broke up with you, it's because you want to change for that person.
Yep.
Oh, for that person specifically, not like going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want constructive criticism from an ex.
It's kind of like
an exit interview.
Yeah. How do I better myself going forward?
Right. Talk to your friends about that and talk to yourself.
But a lot of the times it's not like a thing you did wrong. It's just an incompatibility. So it's like,
yeah,
you should still be who you want to be. And then someone will love you for that. But the person no longer loves you for what you are.
Really sad stuff here.
And Deb?
All right.
And...
1 second. You didn't... Shouldn't have to,
kind
like...
of...
Oh. Oh.
You dabbed the mic into your tooth?
That's fine.
The mic is so like, soft, it shouldn't hurt.
I know, my teeth
it has,
are...
Like,
my
a cover
teeth are really soft.
This specific...
My teeth are softer than that. My teeth are like little flannel.
Your teeth
little
are little flannel chiclets.
Flannel. Really cute.
That's right. That was it. We're going to stop it there.
What an episode.
If
you haven't heard the whole thing. You haven't heard the whole thing yet, motherfucker.
If you want to listen to the last 20 or 30 minutes of that, and again, everything is ad-free on our Patreon.
No, we should lie. So wait, hold on. Let me just edit that out when you were like the last 20 or 30 minutes. And this is a 4-hour long episode where we talk about
misleading.
Some really crazy shit.
Misleading.
It doesn't have to, yeah.
But then,
of course it's misleading.
They'll
but then
be
they
disappointed.
Pay, and we have the cash.
And then they'll cancel.
And we can run.
They'll get mad.
They won't be
they'll
mad.
Tell friends.
They'll
say that we were baited and switched.
We won't get in trouble. trust me.
I think.
And if you listen to the very end of the final 4th hour,
after
you subscribe to the Patreon,
what we
there's a special link where I give you money
is
back.
Fine. We don't have to lie. Like another 20, 30 minutes of ad-free If I Were You action.
There's a treasure map at the end of the episode.
The video version is nice.
There's an actual treasure
there
map.
There doesn't
if
need
you
to
watch,
be a treasure map.
If you watch the video,
no.
I reveal
no, you don't.
A treasure map
you
that
don't.
Leads to real life buried treasure.
Absolutely.
Real right. life. Buried treasure.
We
I'm talking
can.
About
we can
golden
that.
Doubloons.
We can
a true pirate's booty.
I don't want people to think that that's what happens in this episode.
Okay.
But if you want more of what you just heard, head on down to patreon.com/JA. Thank you so much to everybody that's signed up already.
Yar, matey.
Yar.
What did you do with me, treasure?
All right. We'll be back on Monday.
I hit it, and I'll tell you
episode.
Exactly where. Wait.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.